Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Let me mention one other thing. Wouldn't you rather see Dr. Laura's show go off the air because nobody's listening to it than have it go off the air because it was forced off the air by a sponsor boycott? And I'll tell you why. If you don't like what she's saying, and if she's gay bashing, gay baiting, fag bashing, hating blacks, Jews, she hates everybody, I'd like to see her off the air too. But I'd rather nobody listen to it. See what I'm saying? You probably don't. Let me start real slow. If people are checking that out, you got a bigger problem than Dr. Laura. You got a problem with the whole freaking country. Now, if nobody's listening to her, well, now you can say at least everybody's thinking right around here. Like, at least we're not tying anybody to a post someplace out in Wyoming and beating the crap out of them until they're dead, or dragging a guy behind a truck. I mean, we can have a little bit of faith in our country as opposed to worrying about her, the people that listen to her, and the whole mentality of the nation. See? All right, let's bring on Margaret Gray, and we have at least one story to talk about here, somebody that everybody likes, and that's Michael J. Fox. And, Margaret, what is up with Michael J. Fox, or at least the information that you have?
Phil, right now I am coming back from an interview with one of my sources, Michael J. Fox, who we were led to believe suffers from Parkinson's, and as a result had to vacate his post at Spin City. And as you know, Charlie Sheen is taking over that, and I never approved of that move.
Why not?
I just don't like Charlie Sheen. He is the most overrated and really underperforming actor in Hollywood today. But beyond that, the information I have is that Michael J. Fox and the entire Parkinson's episode was something that he put on in order to interest producers in using him in a new film. Now, I think that...
Now, you're telling me that he doesn't have Parkinson's, that in point of fact, he was pretending.
Yes, and I'll tell you something. Michael J. Fox hit a plateau creatively. I think as an actor, he had to break out. He wasn't going anywhere. Casualties of War, I don't think so. Secret of My Success, I don't think so. American President... Not bad, but I don't think so. And Dark Hollywood, I really don't think so. He was done creatively. He was doing nothing. He was really not catching fire. And more importantly, Phil, he wasn't catching the eye of the movers and shakers in Hollywood. Now, the decision to fake Parkinson's, in which your hands shake and you can't hold on to things, was a decision to try to catch the eye of producers. Now, Phil, I'll tell you something. You can go into a restaurant. You can see Jerry Bruckheimer there. Are you going to get his attention? We don't know. You know.
Well, do actors go into restaurants to get... And Jerry Bruckheimer, he's a producer, right?
Yes, he is. Very prominent.
Okay. Do you get the attention of a producer by just sitting and eating celery in a restaurant or having soup or...
No, you don't. What you do is you show... your stuff, your acting chops. Now, Leonardo DiCaprio, you'll remember, played a retard in the movie What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
And could we maybe not use the word retard? Maybe.
Well, you know, a boy that was challenged. Mentally challenged.
Yes.
All right. Michael J. Fox is no Leonardo DiCaprio. And I say that with a great deal of love, Michael. You know that I kid because I love, but the point is he is not... You are not Michael Leonardo DiCaprio, so you've got to do something. What do you do, Phil?
What, do you fake like you have Parkinson's?
You fake that you have Parkinson's. You get the attention of a producer, a Jerry Bruckheimer, a Kathleen Kennedy, a Joel Silver, one of the real movers and shakers. And you do that, and I'll tell you something, nothing impresses Jerry Bruckheimer or people like that more than dropping coffee cups and forks in restaurants.
And why would that impress them? So in other words, I'm sitting at a table, I'm dropping my silverware all over the place.
I'm talking about the Parkinson's.
Oh, okay. So would they buy that?
No, they would think that you really had Parkinson's. But when you come out and announce, as I believe Michael J. Fox is going to do, that you don't have Parkinson's, now the producers say, my God, what an actor he is. My God, he had all of us fooled. And Phil, I really think, and I've been around this business a long time, this is something.
And all right, let me get this straight. Michael J. Fox pretends he has Parkinson's, goes off of Spin City, a very successful show, goes into a restaurant where he thinks a big Hollywood producer, whoever it may be, is sitting. You mentioned, you know...
Joel, it doesn't matter.
Okay. Starts dropping forks and knives, and they say what?
The poor bastard, I'm sorry, excuse my language, the poor guy has Parkinson's.
Okay. Because he announced it on TV.
Yes. Now what you're doing is you are furthering the effect. You are really driving it home. Now Jerry Bruckheimer hears that you were just joking, you were faking it, and what's the first thing he says to himself? Don't I feel like the asshole? That I was...
Could you please watch your language?
You know, what happened, Phil? I thought that...
You can't use words like that on our show, and I appreciate that you're not, okay? Okay?
Yes, certainly. But Jerry, in other words, the producer, whoever he is, says, oh, my God.
I was fooled, and the guy didn't have Parkinson's. And, boy, he was dropping those forks and those knives really convincingly.
Yes, when I saw him in restaurant XYZ. Oh, I don't know. Let's say he was at the Ivy. Let's say he was over at the Grill on Gower. Let's say...
By the way, none of us know where these restaurants are. The Ivy, is that a...
Oh, my God, you've never eaten... Yes, you have. I know you have. I know you've been...
Okay, pretend like I haven't, all right? I'm trying to maintain some shred of a connection to my audience.
Well, I know you were in the Ivy because I saw you there...
Please don't say who I was eating any lunch with, please.
Isn't this interesting?
Would you please not do that?
Oh, my God, listen to you. You were over there with...
Would you please?
I'm not going to say who, all right?
I don't want to talk about the people that I'm talking to.
I'm not going to say who.
Go ahead.
You had lunch at the Ivy with the person who heads up the development portion of a company that has one of the biggest shows on television right now. There. Okay?
Thank you.
And her name...
I don't want anybody to know. Shut up. Let's get back to Michael J. Fox, okay? Let's get...
Why don't you like talking about...
Because it's not about me right now. It's about Michael J. Fox faking Parkinson's. All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Margaret Gray is with us, a nationally syndicated columnist. Her column appears in some 150 newspapers across America. It is her contention that Michael J. Fox is faking his Parkinson's in order to get back into the eye or get back into the radar of some of Hollywood's more powerful producers. And it seems like quite a canard, and I don't think a lot of people would be amused.
Phil, I think they would be absolutely knocked out. The thing that's really important for us to say here, though, is for all of the people out there who have this kind of retardation or this kind of disease, that Michael J. Fox really doesn't have Parkinson's. And so it would be nice of you not to write letters to him saying, oh, isn't it wonderful that we can all commiserate? You know that...
Is he getting letters like that?
I can only imagine that he's had to suffer through so many thousands of letters from people suffering from Parkinson's and saying it's going to be all right. And, Michael, we're pulling for you, and really making him feel as if he's having, you know, the proverbial picnic lunch with the freaks, you know. And that's not Michael. And
all right, I'm looking at something on CNN right now. It has Michael J. Fox's face.
Oh, my God.
And Wolf Blitzer is on right now making an announcement. Do you think that this is it?
It could be, Phil. Turn it up.
All right. He says he's promoting research into Parkinson's.
Oh, I love him. Isn't he good? I love him.
No, he's basically saying that he does have Parkinson's. And
yeah, sure you do, Michael. I love what you're doing. I think it's really... The problem, though, Phil, is if he keeps up with this, and people are going to... He's going to drop off the radar. I'm really afraid he drops off the radar. And people won't hire him for the projects. I need for him to stay on the radar, to be in the eye of many of our wonderful producers. So when they realize that he was faking having Parkinson's and getting all the letters from retards or whoever, that...
I told you not to use those words. I would appreciate it.
I'm sorry, Phil. Getting the letters from people who are suffering from it, then...
Here's something here. Parkinson's and caffeine.
Oh, duh. Jesus.
Well, the guy is on TV right now saying that Parkinson's and caffeine, I don't know, there might be a relationship.
I think so. If you're shaking, I think so. And
let me hear this for just a minute here.
Now, are we going to get back to me?
We're going to get back to you. Let me just hear. Parkinson's and caffeine.
Parkinson's, a degenerative disease which results in the destruction of cells within the brain that make the chemical dopamine.
What's she saying?
Shh, hold on.
Central nervous system damage causing tremors and erratic body movements. Although not scientifically proven, one conclusion of the study is that caffeine may have a protective effect in the brain.
There are transmitters like glutamate.
Caffeine.
Which act on receptors in the brain.
Yeah.
They can actually kill other neurons.
I don't know. Maybe Parkinson's is killed by caffeine.
So this really isn't about Parkinson's. This is about the wonderful Michael J. Fox, one of the most bold and daring acting moves I've ever seen. And I have seen some great performances. We can talk about Robert De Niro in Raging Bull if you want to. We can talk about Paul Newman in The Verdict. We can talk about Nicolas Cage in Leaving Las Vegas. We can go ahead and talk about Anthony Hopkins in Silence of the Lambs. We can go right ahead and talk about...
Okay, we can talk about all of them.
But what we have is Michael J. Fox faking Parkinson's and then eventually announcing that he was just kidding. Do you know the job offers that are going to come out of the woodwork? Do you know...
You don't think people will be upset?
Why would they be upset?
You don't think producers, people in the business, people who were with him, wouldn't be pissed that he was jiving them?
They would love him. They'd love it. And they'd say, Michael, good on you. You fooled me with that whole Katharine Hepburn shaking head thing. You really did. And think about that, too, Phil, by the way. What he's done with his Parkinson's, I've never seen Katharine Hepburn do it as well. And that,
but does she have Parkinson's?
Oh, my God, I hope so.
Well, why?
Well, what else is causing her? She's constantly saying no, no. She's shaking her head no. You could say, Catherine, do you love being alive? And she'd be saying yes, and her head's going back and forth, no. She's always saying no. So I.
All right, hold the line here. And, you know, cool it with the jokes, all right?
I'm not doing jokes. I kid because I love, Phil. I kid because I love. And I didn't invent the truth. I just reported.
All right, Margaret Gray is with us here. We're talking about Michael J. Fox and her contention that he's faking having Parkinson's disease so that he can say, boo, I was only kidding. Wasn't I good? Hire me for some movies. You know, I've heard of actors dressing up in the character that they would play in a film and meeting a producer at a restaurant and the producer not seeing them because he was expecting somebody else, you know, getting hired for jobs like that. But I've never heard of an actor faking having an illness. What about Christopher Reeve? So in other words, he's faking being crippled? Is that the whole deal? So he can play more guys in wheelchairs? 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show here with Margaret Gray, nationally syndicated columnist. We're talking about Michael J. Fox and her contention that he's faking his Parkinson's to get back into Hollywood's good graces as a movie actor. In other words, is he not considered a good actor?
I would say, Phil, that Michael J. Fox is considered B-level actor. In other words, I think he's likable. I think he has a following. But I don't, you know, we're not talking about Leo DiCaprio. We're not talking about Brad Pitt. We're really not talking about an A-lister here. He's got to show that he's got it, and he's got the chops. And the only way to do it is something like this, Phil. And
why would he get off of Spin City, though? Why couldn't he show his acting chops on Spin City?
I'll tell you, I believe he was sick and tired of that television crap. He doesn't want to do TV any longer. You know something, Phil? If I had to do TV, after I had been in movies, I really think I would self-mutilate. I really do.
And you would self-mutilate. Why? Because
it is such a disappointment and such a bring down. having been in films and then having to do TV. And I say this because I love you, Phil, but you're in radio. Have you never wondered what it would be like to be in television? Have you?
Of course I've wondered what it would be like to be in television. I don't know that I want to be in television. That's all. I don't see a lot in TV that impresses me.
And you say that because you haven't gotten the offers. When you do get the...
You know something? I'm not going to give you any scoops for your column. I've had a lot of TV companies call me and ask me what I want to do in television. I don't see anything there that impresses me. But we're not talking about me, all right? We're talking about a guy...
I would consider, obviously, if I had been in television, if I had been in films, and now I had to do TV... I really would self-mutilate, and I would...
Well, I don't know what you, I don't know what you mean by that, okay?
I just... It would be very painful.
Here is Salt Lake City on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi, yeah, I just wanted to say that I think maybe that Ms. Gray has probably drawn her own conclusion, because Michael J. Fox announced that he had Parkinson's disease years before he even started on Sin City, and I also have to tell you that Brad Pitt and Leonardo DiCaprio are no Michael J. Fox.
Oh, darling, they're way greater actors.
They're only liked because of their baby face.
Acting
ability.
Do you think that Michael J. Fox could pull off 12 Monkeys? Do you really think Michael J. Fox could have pulled off 12 Monkeys?
12 Monkeys was a demented and morbid film.
It was Brad Pitt's shining moment.
You know what? Brad Pitt was just ripping off Dennis Hopper in 12 Monkeys, okay?
Yeah.
And
oh, my God.
That took no talent.
Oh, my God. What did you say that again, Phil?
What?
Say what you just said again.
Brad Pitt was ripping off Phil Hopper.
He was ripping off Dennis Hopper.
Who's Phil Hopper?
Dennis Hopper.
That's a role that Michael J. Fox would never even consider taking. Michael J. Fox has always taken roles that require talent.
Leo DiCaprio.
And that require acting ability.
Nicholas Cage. I'm not saying Michael J. Fox isn't a talented boy. I think he's wonderful. He had to do something to intrigue the producers. And as I said before, darling, you live in Salt Lake City. You don't live in L.A. I know L.A. And
yeah,
I know that nothing gets the attention.
In Seattle, Washington. I've been out there.
Nothing gets the attention of a Jerry Bruckheimer like dropping your food on the floor in a restaurant.
That's probably from his disease.
I beg your pardon? No, I'm sure that's from his disease because Michael J. Fox has done it on many roles. Michael J. Fox is going into restaurants all over L.A. and dumping food onto floors. He's brilliant. He should have faked cancer or polio or something else. Having Parkinson's really, if you think about it, it's for sissies. It's a lot easier than having cancer or gonorrhea. And I said to him,
I'd like to know, do you have hardcore evidence?
I don't.
Okay, you're looking at a lawsuit here if you don't.
I called his publicist, and I said to his publicist, listen, I'm Margaret Gray, and Michael knows who I am, and I said, tell him that he should have faked gonorrhea because it's more devastating. It involves insanity.
See, you don't have hardcore evidence. You shouldn't be out here saying this.
Right, you shouldn't. And we need to say this. You don't know this for sure.
I don't know it for sure, but I'm convinced that this is the case.
So what do you mean
he should have faked gonorrhea?
Yeah.
Do you know?
Because it involves insanity. And there would have been this wild Al Capone death thing he could have done. I think the Parkinson's is good. Don't get me wrong. But polio, gonorrhea, leprosy.
He has Parkinson's disease.
He's not doing this for attention.
It's pretty obvious. I mean, he had to quit Sin City. He was making millions
of
dollars.
Darling, he quit Sin City. He quit Sin City because he couldn't stomach doing television. He couldn't keep the commissary lunch down long enough.
That's because he has Parkinson's disease. Think about it.
Oh, darling, think about this. He's a fool for leaving Sin City if he's healthy. Imagine if he faked leprosy. Would you believe him? If he said, I have leprosy.
Oh, my gosh, you're nuts.
If he said he had leprosy, would you believe him?
Oh, my God, you are a pure nut.
No, I'm sorry. No, just answer my question. If he said, hi, what is your name, darling?
My name is Jamie.
Jamie, I'm Michael J. Fox. I'm infected with leprosy. Yes or no? Do you believe him or don't you? See, you have to think about it. That's what I'm talking about.
I'd say I'm really sorry.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
Hey, yeah!
1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show with Margaret Gray, nationally syndicated columnist. She's come on our program this afternoon with something very controversial, I think, and that is that Michael J. Fox, she believes, is faking his Parkinson's so that he can show what a great actor he is. And I find, and many people do agree, that it is so far-fetched that this man, who, by the way, I've seen him in several films, he's a terrific actor.
Phil, he's a good actor, but let me tell you something. If he wants to prove that he's a great actor, I think Parkinson's is not the disease. Because
why not?
Well, first of all, Parkinson's is you know what causes Parkinson's?
It's brain damage, right?
No, it's too much caffeine. Basically, it's a caffeine-related illness. These people drink too much coffee. They take diet pills. They wind up shaking. And that's it. I think Michael should have tried something tougher, like syphilis. But what I am saying is that...
But he should have tried something tougher like syphilis. So what is that? Hi, I'm Michael J. Fox. I got syphilis. He'd never work again.
He would work after they found out he was joking.
So what does he do? He comes back in 3 years and said, oh, you know that syphilis thing? I was only kidding.
Yes.
And he's back to work.
Yes. Absolutely.
I think that is so far-fetched, okay? I really do.
Phil, I have a very dear friend who died from Parkinson's. I'm not saying it's not a serious illness. I'm saying...
How did she die?
She was holding a knife. Basically, Parkinson's makes you shake a lot. And she had a knife in her right hand, and literally, before she knew it, she'd stabbed herself probably 30 times. The police thought it was an intruder. They really did. They found her with 30 knife wounds, and then they realized she just... Because the hand was going up and down, and
you're kidding, right?
No. It's that kind of a disease.
All right, here is Beverly Hills on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am, hi.
I am so livid what is going on. No, you're going to listen one second.
Oh, please.
My father has Parkinson's. A very dear friend has Parkinson's of mine. And you are an illiterate to say that coffee causes the shaking when it's the lack of dopamine in the brain. Okay?
Which is too much coffee.
It is not. If it was that, then have all these people stop drinking coffee.
Thank you. Thank you. I've been saying that for years. Hello?
Did we lose the lady? All right. Maybe she went through a cell or something. 1-800-449-8686. Here's Whittier on the Phil Henry Show. Hello?
Hi.
Yes, hi.
I want to know how she knows that coffee causes Parkinson's disease. And
I'm not
caffeine.
Saying it causes it. I think it exacerbates it, and there are a lot of people out there who should not use diet pills.
Okay, I take diet pills. I drink
Do you abuse
tons
them?
Of coffee.
Do you abuse them?
No, I
All
do
right.
not.
All right, that's what we're talking about. These people are on pills.
So how do you know that Michael or whoever this guy is took diet pills?
Michael J. Fox is faking having Parkinson's. Where were you? Have you been listening to the program?
I have been listening very much, and I think you're an idiot.
Then you couldn't have been listening. Because Michael J. Fox, I didn't say, was taking any doc. You might hang up on her, Phil. She's stupid.
No,
wait a minute.
No, you sound like an idiot.
No, listen,
I didn't say Michael J. Fox took diet pills.
Okay, wait.
I said Michael J. Fox is faking it.
Hey, wait, listen. God gave you 2 ears and 1 mouth.
God gave you 2 ears that you're not using. I never said Michael J. Fox.
As you talk.
I didn't use it.
Pull your foot out of your mouth and listen for a second.
Why don't you pull the dildo up?
Well, why don't you just shut up and let the woman say what she's going to say?
How dare she?
How dare I? What are we going to do? Come over and spank me?
Spank
you? I'm scared. Listen,
lady. You know something, darling? I didn't.
Wait.
Never mind.
Go ahead. Say what you're going to say in Whittier. Go.
You are going off that some guy faked it. Are you his doctor? How do you know that he does not have Parkinson's disease?
His name is Michael J. Fox. He's an actor. Ever
okay,
heard of him?
I am well aware of who he is.
Well, you're saying some guy.
No, listen to me. I'm asking you a question.
Yes.
Prove to me he does not have Parkinson's disease.
Prove to me that he does. Prove to me that he does.
Well, that's not right.
All right, I will prove it to you.
Okay.
I will. Are you ready? Are you ready
yep.
to listen, or are you going to be talking after 3 seconds?
Oh, my name, I'm not you, so what? I can listen.
Oh, aren't you rude? You know, if I swear to God, I would open up a can of whoop-ass on you.
I'd floor you to the ground.
You really think so, huh?
Oh, I know so.
You ever had a boot put up your snatch?
You know
okay,
what?
That is the filthiest, vilest thing, and if you don't start growing up, okay.
All right, listen, here's how I know. His acting career is going in the toilet. He's doing Spin City, for God's sake.
What's wrong with Spin City?
When you're a former film actor doing television, you might as well have Parkinson's and self-mutilate. He wants to get back into the public eye. He needs to show the producers he's a good actor. Why not fake Parkinson's? Walk into a restaurant, say, hello, Mr. Bruckenheimer, or hello, Mr. Silver. I'm Michael J. Fox. I have Parkinson's. Drop something on them because your hands shake. Now they think you're a good actor when
why
they find out that you're faking
it. Why would he want to get out of television?
What are they going
to
drop on him?
You can spill a drink on them. You can drop a plate on them.
Why would he want to get out of television?
Television.
Good money.
I can't explain this to some little girl in Whittier. You don't understand
you
Hollywood. I know actors. I have interviewed actors. When you have been in film and you go to television, it's like being buried alive.
Okay,
it's like having once breathed the clean, fresh air, and now someone has shoved you in a closet and tied you up.
Oh, you promise? You promise, big girl? What television shows have you been on?
All right, anyway, you were kind of funny for a while. 1-800-449-8686, Provo on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, hi.
I've been listening to you, and personally, one, you're very rude.
Who,
you're
me?
Arrogant.
Me?
And you know nothing about anybody, and you know, if I was Michael J. Fox, I'd sue you.
For
TV
what?
Gives you a lot of exposure.
What?
And you think that anybody wants to read your column. The only reason I'm calling and listening is for Mr. Henry.
Listen, Provo.
You are listening
you
to
something,
ad nauseum. You're an ugly person.
Mormon,
you're nasty, and
some
you don't
Mormon
know anything.
Slut sitting
and
up
I'd hate
Provo,
to see
Utah.
You with a disease.
You'd hate to see me with a disease? Thank
because
you.
Because you wouldn't understand it. You
here's
don't
something.
Understand when somebody's sick.
What do you know about Hollywood? You live in Provo.
Doesn't matter.
Yes, it does matter. I know these actors.
My step-granddaughter is in the movies.
Your step-granddaughter?
Yes, she is.
Is in
yes,
the movies?
Yes, she is. And just because you write a column doesn't make you God.
Well, who did she blow to get her last part?
Okay, that's enough.
You know, you're disgusting. And
that is really enough, okay?
You're even more disgusting for having this ugly lady on, and I can't even listen.
Oh, listen to me, darling. Oh. I work in Hollywood. I know all the big
so
stars.
What is that supposed to be, that you're better than anybody?
You know that I...
You act as if you're better than anybody.
Do you know where
Henry
I have lunch?
You a good sense, and he started out on TV.
Do you...
You're Clinton.
Oh, really?
You're
well,
a
I'll
idiot.
Have you know that I have lunch at some of the finest restaurants.
Because if you think or going to some of these places makes you important...
I'll tell you
okay,
right
I've
now.
I've dined with people who wouldn't even come near you.
Oh, go.
You're so arrogant and stupid.
Go douche with Drano. You really give me the...
Okay, that's all I needed to hear.
You're a good guy, thanks.
Thank you. First, I was disgusting for having her on the show. Go douche with Drano. First of all, let me say that Ms. Gray has no knowledge whatsoever that Michael J. Fox is faking his Parkinson's. That was her opinion. And secondly, we certainly do wish him the very best. My mother suffers from a pre-Parkinson's condition, so I understand that. Thirdly, I apologize to many of our callers that Ms. Gray seems to have offended. And I know you feel the same way, right, Margaret?
I really feel badly, Phil, if I offended anyone. I simply wanted to say that having Parkinson's is not nearly as bad as drinking your breakfast like most of your listeners. And I would also...
All right, thank you very much. I knew it. Put her back on for an apology, and she lied to me. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Boy, I got the good news today that I just qualified for another $1 million worth of life insurance. And it's not, you know, any big thing for any of you guys, but Well, first of all, you got to take a physical, and, you know, at least that part of the physical, you know, came up good, and so I qualified. And as you know, I gave up cigarettes back in November, and the reason why I went ahead and reapplied for this extra life insurance is because you get a lower rate if you're a non-smoker. I had $1 million on my life as a smoker, and I was paying a smoker's fee and or smoker's rate, and then I reapplied as a non-smoker, so I'm going to try to get them consolidated. But it was kind of a cool thing. I don't know. I don't want to be morbid. It's good to know that my wife's got some dollars to play with once I croak. I hope I can leave a little bit more, you know, but what can I do? I'm just me. I'm 47. I pissed away a whole lot of opportunity. I did. Schaefer puts up the message, what about us? What are you, my sons now? What am I going to leave to you guys? I'll leave you my pool, man. Why don't you come over and swim in it if they ever get it built? If the pool is built by the time I croak, you can have it. Just a little bit of consideration, Mr. Henry. A little something in our envelope, huh? I got to leave the show to somebody once I croak. Who can take it over? Jim Rome. He can have the show. So, but that was kind of a cool thing. And, you know, I don't know. So with this mortality thing, you can't deny it. You can't get, once you hit 40, man, you can't get away from it. Oh, that's good. Once I die, Laura can take over the show. Thank you. You can't. Now, I'm a life-loving, fun-loving guy. I mean, I have a ball. By the way, I was cruised by a homosexual in a bar on Friday night, and I was flattered by that. I was flattered by that no end. I went out with my wife and my very good friend, the Swede. And the Swedes moved up to Ventura. So now it's me, my Maria, and the Swede. And we're hanging out a little bit. In fact, we're going to have dinner tonight. And so the Swede, I said, well, look, he's new up in Ventura County. Just right there on the border between L.A. and Ventura County. And I said, let's show the Swede around. So we went over to, first of all, we had dinner at the, where the hell did we have dinner? We had barbecue? I don't even know where the hell we had dinner. But we went over to the Macaroni Grill, and we had these beninis, these big, tall drinks that are like, they're real sissified drinks. But what the hell, my wife loves them. And they're made with like a peach thing. So we had some beninis. Then we went over to the Westlake Inn and went dancing. And it's a really nice joint, good band, nice folks are in there, and it's always packed on a Friday or Saturday night. And I can dance with my wife, and the Swede can cruise and the babes and see who's up. And there was this one blonde who was sitting there, kind of short dress, kind of a cute little blonde, mid-30s, short little blonde hair. She's sitting there with her friend. She had a little short skirt on. And so Maria, this is what she does. She's matchmaking. She gets up, she goes, she sits down next to this blonde, and she says, you know, my friend over there, she's pointing to the Swede. She says, you know, the Swede, he, you know, and this chick's going, who the Swede? I don't understand. No, but anyway, she says, you know, my friend is, you know, available, or whatever the hell, do you want to dance with him? And she says something like, I'm picky. She's like an Asian chick. She's very picky. So meaning she don't want to go out with a Swede. And I had to break the news to the Swede. I had to break the news to him that he wasn't attractive to this chick she's a little cross-eyed. She's going, who's going to go get me another drink? I said, man, it's better. It's better this way. So then I said, I'm going to get up and get some air. So I get up, and I walk outside, and I'm standing against the rail, and this guy is walking over to me. And I don't want to talk to anybody. I could tell, you know how you just notice the eyes on you? So I started walking away, and I walked over to another part of the railing. This guy's following me. So then I started walking away over toward the bar. This guy follows me. So finally I head back to where I was, and the guy's coming my way, and he goes, how's it going, man? And I just went right back inside and sat down next to my wife like she was a life preserver or something. And I said, well, that was very flattering. It wasn't that I, you know, minded being cruised by, maybe he wasn't gay, I don't know, but I wanted a little time to myself. I'm going to walk outside and just be alone. You figure, well, maybe that chick would walk over with the bug eyes going, you want to buy me panini? But she didn't come over. Here comes Smooth Eddie with his, how's it going? And that bummed me out. And then some cat out in the dance floor wearing a muscle shirt, every time he walk up to a chick, she'd bug out and go someplace else. These guys would wander out on the dance floor. Let me ask a question, if I may. Who are these guys that just wade into a crowd of people dancing and just start dancing with any chick that's there, right? And when the woman is obviously repulsed by it and leaves, he stands there with his arms out as if to say, what's up with you, baby? There was a girl, that's Mike. Yeah, Mike's always going up to chicks with his teeth bugged out like he's General Tojo going, you want to dance with me? No, but I saw a guy, the girl who thought the Swede, she was too picky for the Swede, she's with her friend. And she's a dark-haired woman, I'd say probably early 40s, weighed, pushing 200. So, very nice. And she's sitting there. Nobody had asked her to dance. Well, I think a few guys had actually asked her to dance, and she turned them down because she's taking a tip from her friend. She's picky, too. So they're both picky. Yeah, they're very picky. 5'8", pushing two bills, and she's picky. So she's sitting there. Well, this guy in a full flowered Hawaiian shirt, looked wearing it out like a guayabera, with the mustache and kind of that, plumber's hair. This guy comes walking up to her, swinging, doing jazz hands, Mike, doing jazz hands with his teeth bucked out, as if to say, I'm a party animal, I'm a party animal. He's doing jazz hands, walking over to her. And the girl is so repulsed and reviled and just revolted, she backs away. You have ever seen if you walk up to somebody, they back away from you like you're going to slug them? This guy's walking over with jazz hands and his teeth bucked out like he's Bucky Beaver, and he's bucking for Beaver, if you know what I'm saying. And anyway, and she was so revolted, she almost recoiled from the guy, and then he got into a straight face and asked her to dance, and naturally she told the guy to take a powder. What is that? I never seen a guy come onto it just to walk up to a woman and ask her to dance by doing jazz hands and swinging back and forth from one side to the next, gets right up into her face. I thought the guy was retarded. I thought that it was some special night at the Westlake Inn where they were letting in, a busload, just one busload, and they gave them Hawaiian shirts, and they let these cats who were just in from the halfway house, they ran out of methadone, but it's okay. These guys are on the mend. They come in on the short bus from the methadrine clinic, and they're doing jazz hands, and he's fine. Everything's going to be... Well, he's walking up to my wife and scaring her. You have to understand these people. Yeah, great. That's why I watch this all night long. It's just a beautiful and wonderful world that we live in. Just go in, man. Watch people. Just any given night in a joint dance. You take your wife dancing, Jeff? No. You guys ain't into it, right?
Nah.
I got it. You're lucky. I'm married to a woman. I got to take her dancing like every... Or she goes ape. Or she busts out and starts going off in the middle of the night by herself, you know. So this guy's doing the jazz hands, and the other guy is doing his whatever the hell he's doing. And it was then Cliff Pettigrew standing there with his muscle shirt, and the whole thing was going to pay TV. I had to get out of there. God, was that weird. And all through the night, songs like, get down on it, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, get down on it, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, get down. And then, of course, they bust into YMCA. There's the Swede. He knew it. He knew how to do the YMCA, the thing. I didn't know how to do it, and I don't want to learn how to do it. But one of your dearest friends in the world, the whole thing. One of your dearest friends in the whole world knows how to do the YMCA. He's doing that thing that I don't know how to do. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.